Welcome to the Gamesmith's Table Talk. This is a roundtable format discussion where I and my guests try to cover three tabletop role-playing related topics in 15 minutes. If you know anything about tabletop role players, then you'll know that this is an ambitious goal. Let's head to the table. Welcome back to our Table Talk podcast. I'm your host, Clayton the Gamesmith, and joining me are...
I'm Franklin.
I'm Cheryl.
I'm Clark.
Let's head to the table.
The views and opinions of the panel are their own and do not reflect the views and opinions of any other individual company or organization. This podcast has been known to be opinionated. You have been warned.
Welcome back to part two of XP versus Milestone.
Surprisingly enough, we're doing another part here. I was thinking that we didn't, but apparently people have more to say.
For myself, I think I've become a bigger fan of the Milestone way of leveling up characters. And even though it's a newer system to me, it just seems to not single out players as much. And when you mix that with a reward system outside of XP, it seems to be a nice balance. Everybody is leveling up at the same time at the DM's discretion, but you're also getting that individualized reward through, say, Pathfinder points or in-game incentives or treasure. It just seems like a nice balance.
There is something to be said for that if you are adding a system of reward to your game, you want to spend a lot of time really carefully thinking about what exactly are you rewarding, because that can have very profound impacts on your narrative and how you develop things going forward. So if you're deciding on an XP versus a...
some other reward
an system. XP versus a milestone advancement system, since that's our particular topic of conversation here, the milestone system is rewarding progression through the narrative. And so lends its well to narrative-driven, especially low-combat adventures. That being said, there are lots of games, Pathfinder very much included, that have story awards or role-playing awards, but you need to be careful to make sure that, for example, the role-playing awards you're giving out then are equivalent to a combat encounter, you know, of an appropriate CR for your party. Because a lot of times, especially in printed modules, I've read, award the players 500 XP for doing this. Well, a combat encounter is 40,000 XP at this level, so who cares about this 500? The role-playing awards become less and less meaningful as the game goes on. And if you're not careful about how you design that, then that sort of thing can send a message to your players. Okay, we're only going to advance by killing things. That will change how they approach your adventure. So you want to spend some time thinking about, how am I rewarding things? What am I going to reward? How much of a reward is there going to be for different things? Let's imagine, for example, that you are using an XP system and you decide to reward bypassing an encounter. If the players bypass an encounter without fighting it, they get more XP than if they killed it. Now the incentives have changed and you're playing a different kind of story.
Yes, absolutely. I've listened to what Clark said in this podcast and what he said in the last podcast about XP as a reward or outside the XP rewards, like Pathfinder points or hero points is what they're technically called in Pathfinder. I rebranded them as Pathfinder points because Paizo, you're Pathfinder. Call them Pathfinder points. Anyways, that off that soapbox. The point is that you have these that outside the XP reward system. I really dislike that idea. I really don't like the idea of, like, if I'm rewarding the players in an XP or milestone-based system with outside tangibles from that, then I'm breaking the game. If I'm playing a game like Marvel Superheroes from way back in the day, back in the 80s, where there is no XP, there is no milestone, you get, again, hero points to improve your superpowers or improve your stats. And that's the only tangible reward. There's no treasure. There's no extra point system. That's all you get.
Well, treasure and Pathfinder points are still a tangible reward. There's still an in-game reward. It's not like you're giving somebody a lemon sucker because they did good. You're giving them points that are within the concept of the game. Things that they can use in-game.
Yes,
as a reward.
I think that what you're saying is as well or milestone, not instead of.
No, I'm not saying instead of, sorry. Yes. I'm saying that I like the milestone system because of the flexibility that you can, Franklin said, you can control the pacing. The GM can extend or shorten areas of the game as he sees fit, but then give the rewards as hero points or as treasure, as in-game
incentives. Yeah, I mean, you can do the same thing with experience points. It's just you're going to be in more combat if you need to, you know.
No, but that's not necessarily true.
It depends on exactly how your experience points are rewards are weighted.
Yeah.
And how you're rewarding them.
Yeah.
If you're getting experience points for overcoming a situation without combat, or for simple tabletop role-playing because you sat in a tavern and negotiated a contract before you went out on the road with however you were going to do that, then the point of the experience point is to get experience in the things that you're doing.
And yeah, that's great, and I applaud the system. But at our tables, for instance, you're the only one keeping track of experience points. I don't remember for the last, I don't know how many years that we've been playing, that I've ever written down a single experience point on my character sheet. I just wait for you to tell me when I level, which is the exact same as...
So from the player side of the screen, it's really not that different from a milestone system. Because what we'll get is, you know, you'll say, all right, we're probably going to be leveling up in the next two or three sessions.
Yeah.
Which would be the same thing for a milestone. You'd know, oh, we're probably going to get to the milestone within two or three sessions.
Yeah. Unless you're tracking the XP yourself, it would feel the same to the player, I'm sure.
Exactly. So unless the players are tracking their XP, whether you use milestone or XP is all from the GM's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just a matter of preference.
As a side note on this, by the way, milestone progression only works in games that have XP. If your XP is building towards a threshold, at which point you level up, milestone progression works for that. They're few and far between, but I have played a few games where XP functions more like currency that you spend on upgrades for your character, and you can't really do a milestone progression on those because...
That is correct.
The closest you could get is say, all right, everyone can buy a one-cost power or whatever.
Right.
In which case, you've just awarded everyone one XP. So it doesn't really work super well.
And I've also seen a lot of bias in XP award systems where values can sometimes value certain aspects of the game over others. If somebody's more focused on XP rewards for combat versus exploration versus, it depends what the game group or the GM values more, because certain characters are obviously better at different things, and that doesn't always translate well into the XP that you get.
Absolutely, I talked about this last time, that as a GM, you do XP, an XP system does give you the flexibility to balance your XP to prioritize or to incentivize certain behaviors. Let's say, for example, you're running Kingmaker, and you have really, really high XP rewards for exploration. The players are going to pick up on that, and they're going to realize that the thing they need to be doing to get the most power the most quickly is to go out and explore. I mentioned, you know, as well, if you, for example, took a bit of an unusual take and awarded the players extra XP for defeating an encounter without fighting, if you got more XP for bypassing without combat than with combat, your players are going to start looking for ways to talk their way or sneak their way or negotiate or bribe their way through encounters rather than fighting it, which creates a very specific tone and a very specific feeling in your adventure. If you think about that and you prepare for it, it can really add a lot to your game.
I'd also like to circle back around for a moment to what Cheryl was saying about the last time you tracked XP at my table. That is also a function of how we specifically play our game. If anybody had ever asked me, how much XP did we get for that, I would tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So everyone just trusts the fact that I'm going to alert you just prior to, which I don't find the same as a milestone, because I'm the one keeping track of the points.
Right.
Right? Now, when we were playing at your table last, I had no idea when I was going to level up. And I would ask you, when are we leveling up? And you're like, well, at some point in the future, maybe three or four sessions. And I'm like, okay. And then three or four sessions go by. And then are we going to level up? No, maybe in the next session or the one after that. And so for me, that was frustrating because I never knew when we were going to level. But that's me. Everybody else at the table was like, whatever. They didn't care. Right? So like that's an individual thing.
I do like the system where couple, you say level 2 is 8,000, so when we hit 8,000 as a group, we all level.
Yeah.
As opposed to, say, people leveling at, you know, different points in time. But it also appreciates the fact that each character class is unique and approaches the game's opponents and difficulties and such in a different way.
Absolutely.
So by leveling when you hit a certain set XP amount together, it kind of balances everybody's contribution to the game without that unintentional bias of maybe favoring one person's playstyle
over
another's.
Right.
You know, playstyle is important. I think, you know, Clayton just gave an excellent example of last time he played at one of my tables, because what we had there is an excellent example of one player valuing tracking XP differently than the rest of the group. Mm-hmm. In this particular instance, to fill in a bit of background information, Clayton had recently joined this table, and everyone else in the group had been playing together for about 4 years at that point. And we'd all had collectively decided amongst us that none of us really cared that much about tracking XP, so we just didn't. Clayton is very important to him, and probably it was a bit of a failing on my part as a GM to not adjust my style when I had a new player at the
table. In all fairness, though, I think a bit of that is a nostalgic factor, because gamers from my generation, like Clayton, for example, myself, I mean, we're similar ages. We're older gamers.
It was
definitely a more fundamental part of the Dungeons game. And Dragons.
Yeah. Yes.
And it was a very integral part of the game
we have talked in that about era. That yes, older so game systems tend to have purer XP systems.
Yes, that's exactly why.
It's worth mentioning as well that when he was asking about when we would level up, I had a concrete milestone in mind. It just took the players a really long time to get there. It's when we finish the dungeon. So, okay, I'm looking at the map and going, yeah, we can finish this in three sessions. And
I wasn't
then the players leave and spend two sessions hanging around in town. All right, well, we're not clearing the dungeon, so...
Right, and I wasn't pointing that out to sound like a criticism of your ability to GM. It's just, I'm pointing it out that it's a play style that, again, as Clark is pointing out, when you had to track every... Like, I had grown up as a 12-year-old, as a 10-year-old, that you're 4 XP away from level, and you run out into the street to beat up some guy on the street so you can get 4 XP so you can level up.
Or you sell a bunch of stuff so you can get the XP from the selling.
Yes, because back in first edition D&D, you got XP from treasure.
Yes, and that as games have evolved... certain aspects have become less important, and I think a lot of it has to do with nostalgia, to be honest.
Yes. Well, and it's not only that, but you had also mentioned about earlier about the evolution of the games. Everybody's kind of talked about that, how I'll never forget when we started playing the Palladium RPG.
Oh, yeah.
And in the Palladium RPG, their XP system gave you XP rewards for not... In first edition, you just killed stuff. Then we played Palladium, and all of a sudden you were getting XP rewards for a skill attempt, for having a conversation with somebody, for coming up with an idea, whether it failed or succeeded, for coming up with all kinds of avenues of conquering your enemies without bloodying your weapons. And that was just mind-blowing to my teenage mind. Now it's just like par for the course. Of course you're going to come up with other ways. I end up giving out more XP awards for good role-playing than I do for the fighting, because that's the kind of table I want to play at.
Yes.
So my bias is absolutely known by all of you. If I was going to a new table with new players, I would absolutely do things differently.
Yeah, and very much so. The game's roots... XP was awarded for killing the opponents, killing the monsters, and obtaining treasure. And obviously that focus has become more of a role-playing focus over the journey of the last 20 years of gaming.
Yeah. Well, we're starting to repeat ourselves in the points that we're making, so I think we're pretty much done this topic. I mean, to recap, we've all pretty much agreed that whether you're using XP or milestone... is an individual choice, and it really doesn't have... It's not what the one right is better answer, than the
what
other.
What the right answer is will depend on what game you're playing and what table you're playing at.
And whatever it is that you decide to do, as a GM, it's your responsibility for you to talk to your players about what it is that you're going to be doing. Are individual players going to be tracking their XP? Are you, the GM, going to be tracking their XP? Are you just going to use milestones? Are you going to set up calendar dates? Are you going to, what? How are you going to do this? Are you going to give out candy bars, and when everybody gets 5 candy bars, you level up? How are you going to measure this? I ate one.
Well, tough luck.
Character progression by marshmallow test.
Why is everyone level 29? And I'm level 3, because you have a sweet tooth.
All right, so I think we're done this topic.
I think so as well.
And once again, we were unable to get through 3 topics in 15 minutes. And until the next podcast,
we'll see you at the table.